WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Boundary Breakers. It's your girl Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know, I was thinking about something the other day. How many times have you felt like someone just walked all over your feelings? Like they didn't even care about your time or your energy? Ever feel like you're saying, yes, when you really want to say, no, and then end up feeling resentful later on? Well, guess what? That stuff often stems back to our childhood experiences. Think about it. Those formative years shape how we view ourselves, how we relate to others, and even how we set boundaries. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating connection between our childhoods and our ability, or inability, to protect our peace in adulthood. Buckle up, because this is gonna be good. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Not all childhoods are sunshine and rainbows. Some of us grew up with strict rules, lack of emotional support, or even unhealthy boundaries being set by our caregivers. You know that feeling when you were a kid and tried to speak your mind, but it was always shut down? Yeah, those experiences can leave lasting scars, making it hard to assert ourselves later on. Here's the kicker. Understanding this connection is huge. It's like having a secret code that unlocks why we sometimes struggle with boundaries in adulthood. We might find ourselves saying yes to things we don't want to do, avoiding conflict at all costs, or even putting other people's needs before our own. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not about blaming the past. This isn't a pity party, it's about recognizing patterns and choosing a different path forward. It's about saying, hey, I understand that my childhood experiences might be influencing how I set boundaries now, but I'm taking back control. Okay, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your boundary setting game. 1. Become aware of your patterns. Ever notice how you always seem to agree to do things even when you're swamped? Or maybe you have a hard time saying no to certain people, even if it drains you? Pay attention. Recognizing these patterns is the first step to breaking free from them. Journaling can be super helpful for this. Just jot down situations where you felt your boundaries were crossed and analyze the recurring themes. 2. Recognize your worth. Listen up, gorgeous. You deserve respect, time, and energy that aligns with your values. Seriously, those childhood experiences might have made you doubt yourself, but it's time to rewrite that narrative. Remember, saying no is a superpower. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters. 3. Start small. I know, the thought of setting boundaries can be scary. But trust me, baby steps are your best friend. Start with small things. Politely declining an invitation you don't feel up for, saying no to extra tasks at work, or even just asking for a few minutes of alone time when you need it. 4. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, boundary setting takes practice. The more you do it, the easier and more natural it becomes. Remember, it's okay to stumble. Just keep learning from each experience and refining your approach. 5. Seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist about your struggles with boundaries. They can offer valuable insights, support, and encouragement along the way. Remember that time when you were a kid and someone took your favorite toy without asking? How did that feel? Yeah, probably pretty crappy. Well, guess what? You're not a helpless kid anymore. You have the power to set boundaries and protect your peace, even if it feels awkward at first. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, feeling overwhelmed. But instead of saying yes to every conversation and obligation, you politely excuse yourself for a few minutes to recharge in a quiet corner. You take deep breaths, sip on your drink, and remember that it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. See? That's the magic of boundaries. It's not about being selfish, it's about honoring yourself, respecting your needs, and creating space for your true self to shine. So, my beautiful boundary breakers, let's recap. Understanding our childhood experiences is key to unlocking healthy boundaries in adulthood. We need to be aware of our patterns, recognize our worth, start small, practice consistently, and seek support when needed. Remember, you are capable, worthy, and deserving of respect. Now go out there and reclaim your peace. And don't forget, share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review if it resonated with you. It really helps others find the show. Until next time, keep setting those boundaries and shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.